So over the last week and a half, we've actually had two significant outbreaks identified of facial eczema, one in a milking herd and one in another dairy herd, but affecting heifer weaners that are about 6 to 7 months of age. So over that time, we've had a number of cattle affected with the photosensitisation plus other symptoms, which we can go into a little bit later. We've had a small number of deaths, four in the dairy heifer weaners and a couple in the milkers, but we've had quite a few cattle actually affected in terms of production and skin signs, etc.
Has it been similar situations in across the board in terms of the farms that you've been checking out?
Couple of different situations. I guess the underlying principle of the fact that facial eczema arises because of a fungus that loves to produce spores in dead leaf litter, that bit's the same. The reasons that that dead leaf litter has come about and has led to these outbreaks are a little different.
On one of the farms, it affected 20% of the herd, making the cattle uncomfortable and led to a drop in production. One property was topping perennial ryegrass after every second graze. The other occurred where annual and native grasses were mowed for hay and in the end not used. The severity and spread of the fungus is measured in a spore count.
So the guideline is that 20,000 spores per gram of pasture is considered as a bit of a flag that there might be something growing to the point where it's going to be toxic levels. When you get 100,000 spores per gram of pasture, the red flag goes up and says this pasture is toxic. We've had counts at both these properties in the millions of spores per gram. One property had two paddocks well over 2 million spores per gram of pasture, and the other property had one paddock with 1 million spores per gram of pasture, and the other one that hadn't been topped, etc., and was just natives and annual ryegrass was actually at 475,000 spores per gram. So I guess the point I want people to understand is that it's the key issue is dead leaf litter on the ground. It doesn't matter where that comes from, whether it's from perennial ryegrass, which is good at making its own, whether it's because you've been mowing, whether it's just accumulated through trash on the ground. That combined with the incredible humidity we've had, the rain events, and the heat we've had has just led to ultimate conditions for this fungus to do its stuff and produce these toxic spores.
So, what can producers do now to tackle this issue?
Have your radar right up. If you start to see a few cows with obvious signs of photosensitisation, don't think, "Oh, it's just a bit of photo, it'll be fine," because it might not be. Actually, have a good look at how many may be affected. Pay attention to those cows that might have just shown a bit of diarrhea, inappetence, a bit of milk drop, maybe even a few days before you've seen the photo. People can think that that's just a bit of acidosis, a bit of grain poisoning. Actually, if you've got your radar up high enough, that can be a warning bell as to what's to happen a few days later. So be aware of the signs. Don't assume that everything's going to be all right because it might not. While quite a few cattle can be affected with facial eczema, not many will generally die at the moment. So you get a high morbidity but a fairly low mortality. The issue can be, though, you can have permanent production loss in those animals with severe liver damage, and you can actually lose quite a few cattle at the next lactation. For example, during calving, when the liver has been damaged by this toxin, you put calving on top of that and early lactation, and it's all too much, and they can actually die. Be aware that the repercussions can be ongoing. In terms of now, if you've got pastures that you're concerned about, apart from potentially submitting pasture samples to me for spore counts, which I can organise and it's no cost to you, the other thing to do is if you've got any doubts, if you have the option of grazing them for short periods on longer grass, keeping them away from that dead leaf litter down the bottom, that's great. Apart from grazing pastures and doing it more lightly, actually supplementing them and using that hay and silage to fill them up and decrease the pressure they're putting on the pastures is one of the key things you can do.
And I imagine that's a position that many farmers around the Bega Valley would have enough hay and enough feed around because things have been quite good in the paddocks, and that's probably a reason that they've got them out grazing some of this dead leaf matter.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it doesn't seem right. We've got all this lovely green grass, and yet now we're saying that potentially that some of those paddocks are going to be toxic. So it goes against the grain to be even considering feeding out hay and silage at the moment. But in reality, that may be what makes the difference between getting through this high-risk time and having some long-term issues.
Facial eczema has been something that's well known in New Zealand.
Mm.
Gippsland have been having issues with it in the past, and they're currently having problems as well.
Yeah, they have. So we've been very fortunate to be able to get on board Jacob Malmo, who's one of the preeminent experts on facial eczema in Australia, and he's been working with Dairy Australia doing a surveillance program, if you like, on pasture spore counting for a number of years. So he's actually doing our spore counts. I must say he's impressed, in inverted commas, with the counts we've been getting. As I've said, at least in the Bega Valley, if we do something, we do it right. But one of the comments he made today was, I'm not sure we can be proud of that, but anyway, one of the comments he made today was he had a producer last week that had a spore count of 40,000 spores per gram. A week later he's done the same pasture and it's up to 200,000 spores per gram. So things can change either way quite quickly.